order in the room. Thank you. We have items 6D, 6E, and 6F. Of course, we'll take them one at a time. We'll start with 6D. Mr. Thorpe?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. As you may recall, when we approved the environmental document for the project...
His mic is on. I hear him.
Yeah, it is on. Try to speak up then.
There you go.
When we approved the environmental document, or you approved the environmental document, it included two design options. Of those two design options, one was the addition of a grade separation at Sepulveda versus the currently approved at-grade option. The board directed us to conduct preliminary engineering on that option and to have the two design-build teams at that time price that out and incorporate it in their bid, and we have done that. The other option that we were directed to evaluate and conduct preliminary engineering on and bid out as an option was the elimination of parking at the Westwood station. We have done those two things. The contractor has provided us with that information. The difference in the price for the addition of the Sepulveda aerial structure is about $5.3 million. My understanding is earlier today the Los Angeles City Council approved funding that cost differential of $5.3 million to add to Sepulveda grade separation, and we're asking at this point what the board would like to do as far as whether to move forward with that grade or with the grade separation.
And on the issue of the Westwood parking lot, is that part of 6D as well?
Yes, it's a second. It's part of it as well, and that would be the option is the elimination of the park and ride for a cost savings of about $80,000.
So there are two items under 6D that we need
That's
to address.
Correct.
Okay, we have a number of people who wish to be heard. if I could just ask one question, though, in clearing the environmental on the grade separation issue. Both the at grade and the grade separated version were evaluated in the environmental impact report, correct?
That's correct.
So there's no additional environmental
work
that needs to be done.
Yeah, that we've confirmed that with our attorney that what the actions that were taken were sufficient and there is no additional environmental work that needs to be done or any additional actions by this board.
All the analyses that
we do
needed to be, if we had decided to do the grade separated period, the same analysis that would have been done then has been done as part of this.
That's correct. Now, that being said, if the board chooses to move forward with it, we would ask that you adopt the resolution that was attached to the board item that would make the final change.
Yeah, okay. All right. I'm going to call three people. We have three seats up here at a time. John Mackle, Gerard Wright, and Jonathan Weiss.
John Mackle. I live in Cheviot Hills, and I'm here speaking in support of both the grade separation and the park versus parking, or the park instead of the parking. I am a member of Light Rail for Cheviot, and also co-founder of the Hello Expo group. My position, in case I wasn't able to be here, was sent to you, each of you in an email previously. So briefly, I'm just going to say that I believe the park would be an asset for the neighborhood. We have a rare agreement that both sides, opposition and support, concerning Expo, agreed that we should have a park there instead of a parking lot. The parking lot would most likely attract people looking for parking. They wouldn't find it. As to the grade separation, I believe that Sepulveda is a long stretch across our city that should be preserved in case of any types of emergencies by a grade separation. Thank you.
Are we, is there a clock board that they can see?
They can see the central.
How do I know what the clock is?
When the light goes on.
Okay, gotcha. All right. All right. Thank you, Mr. Mackel. Mr. Wright, before you start, let me ask Chuck Ray to come down here and take Mr. Mackel's seat. We'll keep it moving. Mr. Wright.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Expo board members, I'd like to be in favor of the Sepulveda grade separation, just like in phase one with the La Brea crossing. That was adjusted and changed because of the same predicaments, the same traffic geometries and such. So I support phase two, the Sepulveda grade separation. Also support Westwood Park for snow parking, prefer a park. But if the need, and it looks like it's a better option to just go with the park. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Sarah Hayes, if you can come down. Take Mr. Wright's place. Jonathan Weiss.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Over 20 years ago, I joined the committee to preserve the right-of-way, to preserve the land that will now become the Expo railway and bikeway. And I'm kind of excited to be here. It's unbelievable to be here and see what you're doing. And today, it's a milestone. It's really a dream come true. I wanted to ask once again to preserve the right-of-way. It can be used and will be used for transit and for a bikeway. It can also be used for open space. The area is critically underserved by state law, by definition, under a law under Prop 84. It's critically underserved for open space. It can be used to clean water under the Clean Water Act. The city has made that part of its plan for achieving TMDLs. We have applied for money. The city has applied for Prop 84 funding, which still could come from the state to comply with the TMDLs to clean the waterways that cross there. Finally, I just wanted to ask you to put in place the Bicycle Advisory Committee. I'm on the one for the city. We've been promised one for this, and there are a lot of people out there who want to make sure we have the best bikeway as well as the best train. Thank you.
Can you follow that up on the Bike Advisory Panel? I think it's something we've discussed before. Appreciate it, Mr. Weiss. Darrell Clark, if you'll come down, you'll be taking his place, Mr. Weiss's place. Chuck Ray.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the board. I'm Chuck Ray, and on the board of the Mar Vista Community Council, which is an area of Los Angeles approximately 25 square miles with something like 60,000 residents. Back last August, the Mar Vista Council passed a motion in favor of the grade separation on Sepulveda, and I'd like to urge you to approve that portion of the 6D. Thank you.
Thank you. And Kate Anderson, come down. Sarah Hayes.
Good afternoon. My name is Sarah Hayes. I live in Rancho Park, and I'm co-chair of Light Rail for Cheviot. First, I'm thrilled that the votes that you take today will allow Phase 2 of the Expo Line to move ahead towards completion. Second, the Westwood Station is projected to have the most boardings of any station on the line, with the majority of these boardings coming from walkers or bus transfers, so I don't see the need to add parking at that station. I'm also speaking in favor of grade separation at Sepulveda. Sepulveda is a designated alternate route for the 405 freeway. It's my fear that any time the 405 is blocked, which is not an abnormal occurrence these days, the added traffic on Sepulveda will overwhelm the proposed queuing lines for the at-grade option and cause gridlock both on Sepulveda and on Pico, and this would cause delays to the Expo line. This is not the case of an isolated enclave of privileged homeowners requesting special treatment. People from all of your districts pass through our neighborhood on their way to jobs and schools on the west side, and when they choose the Expo line as an alternative to driving, they should not have to be held up by delays caused by automobile traffic. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Hayes. Daryl Clark.
Okay. Today I'm going to wear two hats officially, co-chair of Friends for Expo Transit and co-chair of the Sierra Club Angeles Transportation Committee. First, to celebrate a big day today, all of the huge amount of work that's gone into reaching this milestone to provide an alternative to horrible traffic to the west side. Hopefully we'll actually get there by 2015 with the first trains. And in particular, to support the park, not parking alternative at the Westwood Station. It's a Sierra Club position. It's a Friends for Expo position. And noting that a whole 140 spaces for a station with boardings of over 5,000 a day will probably be full by about 6:15 in the morning, leading to just a lot of frustrated drivers circling the neighborhood. So a park is a much better alternative there. We don't have a position on the Sepulveda overpass. So thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Katie Anderson. I am also with the Mar Vista Community Council, and let me start by thanking you and all of your staff for the hard work that has gotten us here today. We really need public transportation on the west side, and we are very excited to see the Expo Line coming. So first, I just want to start by saying thank you, and I want to speak in favor of the grade separation. I don't need to tell any of you here about the gridlock that we face on the west side and on Sepulveda. And so, as Chuck so eloquently said, our council has voted to support the grade separation. As a member of that council, as a mom who has to drive there all the time, I really would love to see grade separation in Sepulveda. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, that closes the public hearing. Any discussion? Mr. Koretz.
Thank you, Supervisor Yaroslavsky, and I also want to thank you for introducing the original motion that kept both of the options open here, both for above grade and at grade. We all know it was mentioned many times that Sepulveda is an alternative to the 405. It goes many miles from the North Valley, close to San Pedro area, and that traffic has the potential to back up dramatically without this overcrossing. And it's a traffic issue, but it's also a safety issue. There's some concern, and that's been expressed by folks at DOT in some of my conversations with them, that this traffic could actually back up onto the tracks. We actually could have some significant safety concerns. The most pleasant surprise was that with the great expense that it will take to do this at grade, that the cost to do it above grade was not as great as we expected. So a relatively minimal amount of money. Councilmember Rosendahl and I have a pot that we share of mitigation monies, which even though this is technically in my district, he's a few hundred feet away, I appreciate his generosity in agreeing to have that go for this mitigation. And I think it's critical for safety purposes, and the overwhelming support in the community is for this, and I think we should do the right thing and protect the safety of the residents of our city. And I thank again thank Mr. Rosendahl also for co-authoring a motion in the council earlier today, which passed without a dissenting vote, to allow us to fund this and protect safety and traffic concerns of our residents.
Okay, thank you, Director Koretz. On the issue of the grade separation, is there any other discussion?
Yes.
Mr. Ridley Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a couple of observations on the matter before us. I've tried to consistently articulate a perspective that said that grade separation policy ought to a strong emphasis on safety and economic development, and that's essentially the direction in which that which is before us is headed. Noted that I authored a motion in October of last year, essentially calling for a review of the existing grade separation policy. Yea, minor changes were made to the existing policy. Might be argued as a departure from the existing policy. frankly, is lacking. This board had an opportunity to take another look at the matter of phase two, the FEIR, that I suggested that we hold off on until we completed the range of evaluations that would be necessary vis-a-vis the grade crossing policy. That motion didn't prevail, but I'm pleased that another avenue has been sought to do what is in the best interest of the communities that would be directly impacted, and underscoring both safety and the potential for economic development opportunities. I think such is the case with what we are considering here and now. The point of Expo Phase 1 is significantly behind us. There is no real reason to look backwards. I just hope we can avoid the expensive lessons that we have learned there, and I think there's abundance of diligence, due diligence, to do precisely that. We'll have other opportunities, members of this board, to support grade separation policies that are departure from existing policy in other corridors or other proposed light rail lines, and I would trust that there will be receptivity on the part of those members here who serve on the Metro Board to be open-minded, because I believe, once again, existing policy is more strangulating than what is warranted, does not maximize opportunities for safety and or economic development. With that, Mr. Chairman, I'm pleased to be supportive of that which is before us, which is to move this issue forward as it relates to the motion that came from the City Council today and now is being taken up by the Expo Board.
Okay, thank you. If I can just make a couple of comments for the record, because I don't want the impression to be conveyed that the ad grade was not safe. We certified an environmental impact report that included the ad grade crossing, and that it mitigated the traffic, that it was safe. None of us would have supported an option that was not safe. So while it may be the perception of some that this is safer, our position, and a position we articulated both here and in court, was that the either option met muster. That's number one. Number two, the reason for doing this is, number one, it creates much less disruption in the community. We don't have to condemn and acquire land that we would have had to acquire, dislocate businesses, which we probably would have had to at least impact, if not dislocate them. And most importantly, as Mr. Koretz appropriately articulated, the cost differential between the ad grade and the elevated became relatively small, giving the opportunity to do this. Our position when we approved the two options was that we would not pay for it, that this would not come out of any Measure R money, any Metro money, any money that was budgeted for this project through Expo, that it would have to be money that was external to any of those sources. And that has, by the way, been consistent at Metro as well, on other lines that are being planned right now, that if there is federal or city or state money that is extraneous to the budgets of the projects themselves, that we would not leave that money on the table for an enhancement or an improvement. I
additional clarification that a few community members have asked me about recently. I think when this was originally approved, the concept was that there would be some chance that some or all of the differential would be paid for by the approval of and cooperation with the Kasdan development that would be going on there. I just want to make clear there's actually now no connection to that project whatsoever. So there was concern that we would be sort of prejudicing ourselves in favor of that development by connecting the two. There is no funding coming from that project going towards this above-grade crossing.
And the funds that are being, that the city appropriated this morning are funds that are traffic mitigation funds that can only be used in this part of the city, as I understand it.
Well, they're funds that can only be used in this part.
In this part of the city, yeah. Okay. All right. Any other comments, questions? If not, there a motion on this, on the grade separation issue.
I'd like to make that motion.
Mr. Perez moves. I'll second it. Without objection. Unanimous vote. Now, can we get to the parking lot on Westwood? Just a question. We have not agreed as an alternative yet, even if we pick the no parking lot alternative, we have not agreed to it as a park at this point. Is that correct? There's people testified that it's either a parking lot or a park. We haven't made the decision. If there is no parking lot, I mean, obviously there'd be landscaping and maybe a park, but there's also consideration of parking for residents nearby whose parking may be impacted by this project. Am I correct?
Well, that yes, that's correct. The property is actually owned by the city of L.A., and so we would certainly have to.
Is that right? It's not on our right-of-way?
Right. The vast majority of that parking that we had proposed would have to be agreed to and allowed by the city of L.A.
Oh, okay.
So we will have to work with them
okay. As
to what that, the community, city of L.A., and ourselves have to work together. We would then come back if this board votes to not proceed with the parking, we would have to come back, and I would recommend that we work closely with the city of L.A. as well as the community as to what would be provided in that.
Okay. I'll just give you my 15-second thoughts on this. I've been torn on this one. I know the neighborhood real well. I represent it on the city council. Director Ridley Thomas represents it on the Board of Supervisors. I know it very well, as he does. It's a single-family street. It's an anomaly. It's got one of the busiest. It's the busiest feeder bus line to UCLA and Westwood in the area. But yet it's up, goes up at least at this point, up a single-family street. So it's awkward. Most of the traffic, when we analyze the environmental impact of this thing, most of the Expo transfer, if you will, traffic from Expo to the buses would be to the buses and not to parking. That was the analysis that was done. So it makes sense in that regard to eliminate parking. I'm going to support that option. My reticence is, my caveat is that in almost every transit line we have built in the region, we have underparked the stations. That hasn't been the case in every station on the Orange Line, but it is in every station on the Red Line and the Pasadena Gold Line. And I'm concerned that we may live to regret this decision if past is prologue. On the other hand, if past is prologue, the impacts on this neighborhood would have been significant because there'd be a lot of traffic added from the commuters who park in the park and ride lot. So it's a close call for me, but the community support has been generally overwhelming on this issue, and it does offer an opportunity for the city to do something special. And I hope that the city will also take into consideration the needs of the immediate abutting property owners who may suffer a little bit from reduced parking as a result of the widening of the street there.
Mr. Chair,
Mr. Ridley Thomas.
Simply say And there are compelling arguments on both sides as articulated. But in the final analysis, I think, as is the case with the previous vote of the board, this is designed to make a judgment call that makes the project better. Not perfect, but better, more user-friendly, more consistent with mitigating impacts to the environment. Environment broadly defined. Residential users, business users, et cetera. So it's a consistency of argument, I think, that applies here with respect to the Westwood no parking design option, which I'm prepared to move, and recognizing that there's been appropriate input, well-vetted input, discussions on both sides of the issue. But in the final analysis, I think we are well reasonable and prudent decision to put the perspective that suggests that this is a method by which we can make major transit innovations more receptive, more compatible. So move.
Thank you. Director Kretz.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would just add, as has already been expressed, this is a virtually unanimous position of an otherwise divided community. And I think it works if we put adequate parking at Sepulveda. And this station would be mostly served by walking and transit connections. And the folks that are going to drive to the station, hopefully we put in an adequate amount of parking at the Sepulveda station, and I think that will work equally well. I think if we don't put enough parking at Sepulveda, I think then we probably would regret it, but I think we have the ability to provide that parking, and this will work well for everybody.
Okay. Director, no other comments? Director Ridley Thomas moves. Director Koretz seconds to remove the parking lot option and go with the no parking lot option. Without objection. Well, thank you.
Mr. Chairman,
yeah.
We would also need an action to adopt Resolution 11 as well as part of this item.
Resolution 11?
Yes.
It's moved by Ridley Thomas. I'll second it to move Resolution 11 without objection. Unanimous vote. To the people who testified, thank you for and
yep.
More than testified, but have been working on this for a long, long time. This is, I want to thank you for that, and we had also some testimony against some of this stuff, so they didn't make it down here today, but I acknowledge them, and we've read all of their communications as well. All right, let's go on to the next one is, what, 6E?
Item 6E, Phase 2 Life of Project Budget.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, item 6E is to adopt Phase 2 project budget. This is consistent with the funding plan that was agreed to by Metro in providing us the funds. It's consistent with Measure R and our FEIR. What we have attempted to do then is to further break down that budget into the various elements that we will need to fund without changing the total amount. We're recommending that the board approve Attachment A, which establishes life of project budget at $1,511,158,000.
Any discussion? No one wants to be heard from the public on this. Is there a vote of the discussion? If there's a motion, Gary moves. Ridley Thomas seconds without objection. Unanimous vote. 6F.
Award of the Phase 2 Design-Build Corridor Contract to Scanco-Rados Joint Venture and authorize the limited notice to proceed.
Mr. Chairman, this and members of the board, this is an action to award the Phase 2
design-build corridor contract to Skanska-Rados Expo 2 joint venture. We have five different actions that we will be requesting the board to do as part of that. One of them deals with the PLA. At the last board meeting, you directed me to negotiate terms and conditions and cost with Skanska Rados joint venture, as well as a project labor agreement. At that time, there was a motion that would allow up to 10 core employees for SBEs. We incorporated that language. We have just recently been in discussions with the Los Angeles Orange County Building Trades Council. They have actually agreed to allow us to use 10 core employees for everyone, so not just for SBEs. So I would recommend that change to the PLA that is attached as Attachment A. The other thing was that we were directed to take a look at elements of the LAUSD boot camp and for small business enterprises. It's been nationally recognized as one of the best in the country. We have had discussions with LAUSD, and there's an indication that they would be willing to allow our SBEs to go through their program. So I'd ask that I be allowed to negotiate with LAUSD to allow our SBEs to go through that program. Item two would be the actual authorization to issue a notice of award to Skanska Rados joint venture, an amount not to exceed $541,730,625 to design and construct the corridor improvements for phase two. Item three is I would request authorization to execute a limited notice to proceed with the Skanska Rados joint venture in amount not to exceed $127 million for work shown in Attachment B. That is the work that needs to get going over the next 12 months. Once that work is successful, we would then come back with a full notice to proceed in about 12 months or sooner, depending on how the work progresses. Number four, based on your previous board action that you authorized me to incorporate into the design-build corridor contract, option D1, the differential for adding the Sepulveda grade separation in an amount not to exceed $5,278,935. And then the final action, and that would be contingent upon the city providing the funds, which it appears they have committed to do. And then number five would be to incorporate option D2, the differential to delete the West Wood Station parking lot for a credit amount of $79,360.
Okay. Director Ridley-Thomas, has to be heard. We have a number of people who want to be heard from the public. I would encourage, if you can, to consolidate, because I think I anticipate general consensus on this. So if we can reduce the public hearing, everybody can leave a little early and beat the traffic. Let me call on Director Ridley-Thomas first of all.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and colleagues. I think we should acknowledge the work of the staff bringing us to this point with respect to the instructions that were given them in May of last year by the Expo Board. At the time, our primary objective was to ensure that local workers afforded career opportunities on Phase 2. We also articulated finally, it was the considered judgment of the board that we do what was necessary to make sure that this proposal, these two pieces of the proposal, local hire and small business enterprise, had teeth. The best way to do that was through a project labor agreement. With that which is before us, Mr. Chairman, and of the board, we've accomplished those three things, and I think it is noteworthy and a significant step forward for working men and women, trades, for working persons and communities that are impacted by phase two. This is a big step forward, and I'm hopeful that it will set a template for other projects to be done on time and on budget with communities impacted being favorably treated in the construction phase. Again, acknowledgement to the staff for its work, as well as all the board members who lifted. Our chair, Mr. Wesson, was part of that effort, as well as you will recall. I just simply think it's a good day for us, Mr. Chairman, and I appreciate your involvement in it.
Thank you. You want to be heard now or after the public hearing? Director Koretz.
Just very briefly, number one, ditto to Mr. Ridley Thomas's comments, and number two, for the record, I need to note that Mr. Parks believes he has a conflict of interest, and so for the record, wanted to express that and that he would not have been voting were he here today.
Right. Okay. I'm going to call on the people in the order I have them. And anybody who wants to just waive their right to speak for a minute and just say we're with you, we would really appreciate it. but we will defend your constitutional right to be heard for 1 minute, nevertheless. Okay, the first three people I have is Maria Elena DeRazzo, Richard Slauson, and Robbie Hunter. All right, let's see if Ms. DeRazzo will take the
Don't
lead.
Don't be mad at me because I'm not giving it up.
I didn't expect it. Go ahead.
Of course, I'm here to support the contract with the PLA as recommended. Just yesterday, the largest port in the nation, the Port of Los Angeles, concluded an agency-wide project labor agreement with all of these same elements. So for me, there is no greater day. And thank you, Mr. Thorpe, and all of you and all of your staff for hanging in, pushing hard, and getting through all of these issues in such a strong way. There's no doubt in my mind this is the way to rebuild our economy for our local communities. Good jobs and benefits, apprenticeship programs, local hire, and community partnerships. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, directors. I'm Richard Slauson with the LA and Orange County Building Trades Council. Proud to represent 140,000 craft workers and their families throughout Los Angeles and Orange County. And I just want to take a moment to thank the staff with Expo Line for putting up with all of the time that it took to reach an agreement. We believe that this agreement, along with Skanska's contract, will meet the needs of the community for local hiring, providing new opportunities, and maintaining opportunities for those in apprenticeship throughout the area. The agreement, as we have negotiated, is very similar to other agreements where we have seen small businesses come to the projects. In fact, LAUSD, we've had over 800 small businesses got their start through working with the building program that the Los Angeles Unified School District had. So we believe that this contract will meet the needs of the Expo Line, the citizens and taxpayers in the community, and are happy to move forward on this if we get your vote today.
Thank you.
Be glad to answer any questions that anyone has. meeting is going on. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Jacqueline Cornejo? Bob Odie? Gordon?
Could I just add one thing?
Sure.
Since everyone that's here is not going to speak and we want to hold the meeting down, if everyone that's here supporting the agreement could stand for
absolutely
a moment.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Jacqueline Cornejo, you're going to waive your... Bob Ode, is it Odie? O-E-D-Y. Ernest Roberts, another one.
Good afternoon. My name is Jacqueline Cornejo, and I'm with LANE, the Los Angeles Alliance for a New Economy. Our work is all about making sure that our local economy works for everyone. Today is definitely a good day. Today's vote is a big step in making sure that the project labor agreement with local hire puts people back to work in areas that need them the most. Communities all across Los Angeles have been dealing with poverty, high unemployment, lack of good jobs, and adequate transit services. The recession has only made things worse. But we thank you today for pushing this forward and making sure that this is a reality. Thank you.
Thank you. Bob, is it Odie?
Correct.
Okay.
My name is Bob Odie. I represent over 7,000 members of IBEW Local 11 Los Angeles, and we support the project labor agreement. We know it's going to lead to a successful project, one that comes in on time and on budget. We're confident that it'll level the playing field and improve the entire process, and we especially want to thank Director Mark Ridley Thomas for your support. Thank you.
Ernest Roberts.
Yeah, Ernest Roberts, Executive Director of PV Jobs. You know, we've been working in construction workforce development for a lot of years, have over 100 collaborators. We just made 101 today. Over 4,000, or about 4,000 clients placed in construction trades and stuff. We work closely with labor. I just wanted to say that I'm just so proud to live in an area, in a community that values the middle class and that promotes middle class values, and I do believe that this project labor agreement does exactly that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Roy Kim, Michael Richardson, and Manny Hernandez. Kim.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roy Kim. I work at the Southeast LA Crenshaw Workforce as a construction coordinator. I have been working down the area for 3 years, and I've seen people's life change due to the fact that they do hire local people, otherwise they may not get a chance. And I think that has been the true case with Expo Phase 1, and I've personally seen a lot of people's life change because they had opportunity to work. And I think that that's one of the greatest things we have going on in this city. And I urge you to go ahead and pass this PLA project, please.
Thank you. Mr. Richardson.
Good afternoon. My name is Michael Richardson. I'm with LA Unified School District. I'm the assistant manager of the We Build program. LAUSD, in 2003, we adopted a project stabilization agreement and for a multi-billion dollar construction project. We had also had ambitious goals for local hire. We put into our contracts a 50% local hire requirement. We're currently at 43% on that on the project. The We Build program was designed to give local district residents an opportunity to access our projects through the unions and contractors working on our projects. And I'm also proud to state that a lot of our individuals working on average earn $30 an hour, right? And that's unheard of for 43% of a project to go to local district residents and to change their lives with a career. So I'm in support of the PLA, and I hope that it passes. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Hernandez.
Good afternoon, board members. My name is Manuel Hernandez. I'm a community organizer with Strategic Concepts in Organizing and Policy Education, and I'm accompanied here today by several of our members and residents of South Los Angeles that live parallel in neighborhoods parallel to the exposition line. And for the past couple of weeks, I've unfortunately been given a lot of bad news to our members, the residents of South Los Angeles, about the federal budget cuts and the impact that that will have on their daily lives. Today, I am proud to say that I can go back and talk to those members and residents of South Los Angeles and give them some good news that a project labor agreement would be passed, and you guys are in favor of it, that can potentially put thousands of people back to work, especially people in communities like South Los Angeles that have been the hardest hit by the recession and these hard economic times. So we are definitely in favor, and we just want to acknowledge some of our members that are here today that their voice is being heard. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Reverend Logan, Jackie Nutting, Reverend Logan, Jackie Nutting, and Victor Mendez.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for the opportunity to speak with you and to herald, I think, what will be a tremendously important decision that you're making that will make a substantive impact on our communities. I preach the gospel of good news, and as my predecessor just said, good news is what a PLA means to a community that has been adversely disaffected and devastated by budget cuts and by the lack of jobs. I think, and I just stepped out of a meeting, the mayor's office about this very same thing. We're trying to save the summer youth program from similar cuts that are the residuals of what we feel as a misappropriation of priorities. When we can spend billions for war, but can't spend billions to uplift our youth, I think this program and the project labor agreement assures that communities will be intact and that people will have hope. I want to thank you for the decision you're making, and we applaud you. We work together to make a difference. Thank you.
Thank you. Jackie Nutting.
Hello, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak, board members. My name is Jackie Nutting with Associated Builders and Contractors, and we are one of the member organizations in the newly formed Small Business United, which is also composed of several of the Transportation Business Advisory Council board members. I'm speaking to you today because I wanted to oppose the project labor agreement. I don't think you should hold back the contract. I think you should just withhold the project labor agreement at this time. Members of the small business of the Transportation Business Advisory Council have not had a chance to chime in on this. They represent 83% of the construction workforce, which is the people who have open shops and not closed shops. The majority of minority and small businesses are open shop. And only the union contractors were, and the unions were consulted on this agreement. So we're asking you to please delay the project labor agreement, but go forward with the contract at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. Victor Mendez.
Sure. Thank you for letting me speak, Mr. Chairman. Victor Mendez, I'm the Society of Hispanic Professional Engineers, LA chapter, legislative director, and I'm also a member of Small Business United. We come here with the same premise that we do not oppose the DB contract. In fact, we don't even oppose the PLA, given all the work that has taken place and obviously the strong community backing this has. We are strongly opposed, though, to the provisions for SBEs to hire union hall workers if, in fact, there are no other alternatives. I might add, I also take exception to the characterization that somehow what was proposed early on is what's in front of you. That's not really the case. It was stated that somehow we work with 10 workers. I think in the earlier documents, it was stated you would have 10 workers in the beginning and perhaps some type of union composition thereafter. The way the agreement reads currently is that you will have to hire one-to-one up to 10 and 100% thereafter. That will bankrupt our community. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Those are all the cards I have. Any discussion on this item?
Mr. Chairman, I did take note of the fact that the CEO made a recommendation that would...
Let's have order in the room, please. this is on the award of the contract. No other discussion. Let me just say on the overall issue, not on the PLA in particular. But this is the award of a contract. This is a milestone day for this authority, this is a project that's been long in the making, and the people in the west side, western part of our county, and in this exposition right-of-way corridor have been waiting a long time for an alternative to being stuck on the surface streets or on the Santa Monica Freeway. And so are the people who don't live in the area but work in the area, which is really going to be the lion's share of the people who will use this line, are the people who live in the San Gabriel Valley and the south part of the county, the southeast part of the county, and elsewhere, who will now have an alternative to crisscrossing the entire county for 2 hours to get to work. We'll be able to do it in a fraction of the time. This is a huge deal for our region. This is not a West Los Angeles project. This is a regional, as all of our projects are regional projects that not only benefit the areas in which the line runs, but the people who will use it, who live all over the place. So this is a big day for us as an authority, for Metro, which is paying for this, taxpayers who are paying for this. And we thank the taxpayers and the voters for making it possible 2 years ago by voting for Measure R, providing the funding for this project to go forward. And there are a lot of people who didn't think we'd get to this point, and I'm sure each and every one of us had moments where we didn't think we'd get to this point, but we're on our way. And this has all been the easy part. The hard part's now going to be for the contractor to deliver this project on time and on budget. That we're relying on you, Mr. Thorpe, to make sure that happens in phase two, that the PLA does what it says it's going to do, and that it works the way it's supposed to work, because, like it or not, a lot of people are going to be watching to see how this PLA functions as a precursor to others, and I fully expect that it will work the way it's been promised to work, both by the proponents of the PLA and by our staff. I think we're excited about the opportunity to make this work. And above all, we're excited about breaking ground on this project and, more importantly, cutting a ribbon on it. Most of us will still be around, will be alive to see it, which will be quite a thing. Yeah.
A biological feat. Yeah,
especially in some of our cases. By the way, just for the record, when do we expect to break ground on this, Rick? What's the target date?
We're still working on the actual date, but sometime in May, June time frame.
May, June of when?
This year.
This year. And
mortality being what it is,
yeah,
the question is when.
Sooner the better.
Yeah.
And the completion of it, assuming everything goes...
Completion will be in 2015.
2015, which is not that far away in transit years. All right, with that...
Mr. Chairman, this one point.
Yes, Mr. Ruben Thomas.
There were questions and concerns raised regarding the contractor from other jurisdictions. I think the record ought to reflect that the CEO and legal counsel, as well as the IG, took it upon themselves, pursuant to board instruction, to take all of that very seriously, and those issues are appropriately built into the contract that will be signed with the contractor. I think that's very important for the public to know. We have tried to dot all the I's and cross the T's with respect to the special oversight provisions, ethics compliance issues. I think this simply creates a good faith with respective stakeholders that the board has taken that seriously, and the staff, as well as the IG, has complied accordingly.
Okay, that'll be noted. All right, and I want to thank the members of the board, both who are here and who are absent today, for the work they've done. Director Perry, who chaired this authority for 2 years, congratulations to the attorney's team for successfully defending our environmental document. I think that was a another milestone. So I think we're on a roll. Without any further discussion, Director Perry moves. Director Mollison seconds the approval of the contract and as incorporated with all the things in it. Oh, hearing no objection, be heard. Unanimous vote. All right, thank you all. You wait 1 second, we'll let you applaud the rest of the night because we're going to adjourn here in a second. Do we have any other business before us today?
Well, nothing that we can't defer. We have
the decision.
The monthly report, but we can...
Well, we can do that monthly report next month.
Next month.
Director Perry has a request.
Mr. Thorpe, and to Ms. Bricker, if you wouldn't mind on behalf of the board, if you could put together a news advisory reflecting the actions taken today on behalf of the board to make sure that they're accurately recorded by all media outlets, since this is such a pivotal day in the evolution of the Metro Expo line.
Yes, we will.
Okay, thank you.
All right. We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.